stalled talks between the HSE and the Irish Medical Organisation over the pay of hospital consultants. On the line now is Steve Tweed, Director of Industrial Relations at the IMO. Steve Tweed, good morning.
Good morning.
About half an hour ago, I suppose, Barry O'Brien from the HSE told us that they had given you a commitment to pay doctors with experience €155,000 a year as a consultant. Is that not enough?
Well, it isn't exactly like that. It was up to a certain amount. But the problem and the difficulty is assessing the experience and giving recognition to that. And what we asked the HSE to do is involve the IMO, along with their medical education and training unit, to be a part of the assessment process, use the expertise that we have, the expertise the HSE have, and reach an agreement on the recognition that would be awarded depending on the experience of doctors, either the experience gained within Ireland or from overseas. Unfortunately, the HSE and the Health Service Management have decided not to include the IMO in that process, but to simply consult with us, and they may use our input. And that's not enough for our members. We need to have an agreement around the recognition and how people come onto the pay scale, so that our members have confidence that whenever they apply for a job, they have experience, they know what point in the scale they will arrive on.
Are you happy with the amount of money that they will be paid once decided that they have the relevant experience? £155,000, a starting salary.
Well, it's up to £155,000. You know, it isn't.
Well, he said they would come in at £155,000.
No, Mr. O'Brien may have said that, but what the proposal actually said, it would be available up to £155,000. So it's not correct to say, and everybody with experience will come on £155,000. If that was the case, there wouldn't be a difficulty, and there wouldn't be a problem with the problem we have at the moment. The problem we have at the moment is up to £155,000, and how do you assess at what point they arrive on the pay scale depending on their experience? And it's that element of it. It's important that the IMO is involved in to put together a framework so that the application of the incremental credit can be applied, and people understand that and know that there's an agreement there that will deliver that whenever they apply for a job.
I'll put the question to you that I put to him. We're talking here about figures that most of us would never imagine earning in our lifetime. And yes, the health service needs consultants, but they need more consultants. They don't necessarily need better paid consultants. And you could have two consultants for the cost of one at this level of £160,000. And that's not even the maximum that a consultant could earn here.
No, but unfortunately, we can't get the doctors on the salaries that are on offer. You know, the reduction in 2012, the IMO said at the time that this will cause a problem. Doctors will go overseas. They will not return from overseas. We're in an international market. And, you know, Canada, Australia, the United States of America, New Zealand, and indeed the NHS are all areas for doctors move to. And so they're not coming back. And we did warn the HSE at the time that that would happen. And that, unfortunately, that has come about. What we need to do now is resolve that. And the IMO is prepared to sit down and talk to the HSE about resolving this issue. We're almost there. And we just need to sit down and have this final part of the jigsaw put together.
Okay, because Barry O'Brien said that they're going ahead. They're going to advertise the post. They would like to do it with your agreement, but if they don't get your agreement, so be it. They're progressing anyway.
Well, they may do, and I think that's quite an inflammatory statement to be making whenever the talks have stalled and we haven't actually concluded that. There's one element here which needs to be addressed, but unfortunately, and we have said this to the HSE, if they go ahead and advertise it, they might fill some of the jobs, but they won't fill all of them. There's 270 vacancies for consultants at the moment which they can't fill.
Okay.
They will not fill all of those, and we'll be back here in a 12-month time trying to resolve the same problem.
Thank you very much indeed, Steve Tweed, Director of Industrial Relations at the IMO.